Hello everyone, Future Kendrick here. This is our DCC special, recorded at the Breckenridge Brewery release party. Despite repeated pleas to adjust the audio, I did absolutely nothing. If you liked or flagrantly disliked this particular format, please let us know. Either way, welcome to the rambling adventure of Sitsock in an actual bar with actual beer.
Everybody.
Welcome to a different kind of background.
Yeah, it's a different kind of din we got going on here.
A gin?
No, there's no gin. There's no gin joints in the world that I'd join you into because you'd serve me Hendrix and I don't trust you.
That's fair. Well, everyone's showing up now, so it's starting.
Yeah, it's beginning. So we're here at the Breckenridge Moon the Beer DCC launch party at Brooklyn's
next week. Really work on that name.
Yeah, I mean, we could just call it the Breckenridge Brew launch party for Denver Comic Con. So
I think the DCC Booze launch party rolls off the tongue.
The DCC Booze party?
DCC Booze Boat. DCC launch the Booze party. That's the end.
The Super Booze Boat.
Yes.
Boozification, yeah. Begin of a nation.
Boozification, begin with the nation. That's the official.
So we're going to be recording an episode.
Probably going to go live on Facebook.
Yeah, we're going to be doing stuff. So
for all both of our...
We'll be having some people come by probably to talk to us a little bit. But
and
we're
posting
just going to talk.
This is probably going to go ahead and interrupt. So you'll hear DCC. So.
As long as the recording is not completely botched, if you will.
Go see DCC.
Yeah.
The dates are...
June 30th through the weekend that it's on. So like I think it's July 1st.
Yeah,
June 30th through July 1st. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Go find whatever tickets are still available, or stand outside and find someone who has tickets to take them from them.
Yep, because we're going to be there, and you can get cool stuff from us as soon
Mostly
as I get Kendrick to order it.
I got that box of sex toys. No, that was for me. I'm sorry, that was the wrong.
That was personal.
That was my personal.
I mean, they did say Ethernet on them and Sitsock, which was kind of weird.
Well, that was weird,
but I mean,
but you know,
you do.
Sometimes you're into that. You're into that.
I'm not gonna judge you for getting.
I mean, you're gonna.
I mean, you never know when you're gonna need that stuff, right?
That's fine.
So
I'm going live right now.
Yeah, there might be a lot of music in the background too, so we might pause and start back up again if that's happening.
Well, we might just cut it.
Cut it.
We might just record and then cut it.
Cut it.
Cut it.
We're only one beer in, so this is only gonna get better as we go. There's a few people around us recording too, so if you get any kind of like weird white noise stuff, like ghosts are here, it's not actually
white
ghosts.
White noise, I don't think.
It's just other people recording.
Three.
So we got these really cool glasses. They say I am brewed on them,
new
beer.
Pictures.
We're gonna try that in a little bit, and we'll let you guys know how that tastes.
Oh, we're live.
Once we get it, are we
live?
Oh,
I can put a mask on my face.
Can you?
Apparently.
Oh, I'm watching you live, and now it's gonna be like doubled.
That's weird.
So if you look at my. Phone,
that's way
at
too many Kendricks.
Oh,
well, that's, oh, it's gonna—it's not live at all. That is like—it's
like a second behind live. So,
like, oh my god,
we're doing
we
meta live stuff.
That's too many Kendricks.
I don't think we're done.
Okay,
with that.
That's too many. That's awful. Okay, so what is this? It's their most watched live video yet with one viewer.
We should
really probably
let's share this.
Figure it out.
Everybody is coming in. People are drinking out of
blue
glasses.
Oh no, we're doing the funk filter.
Are we?
Acid? No, that's all terrible. No filter.
Everything's terrible.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, no, that's all terrible. We're done with that. That's a waste.
So today, what I want to talk about is the nature of conventions. So, like, what is a convention and why would you go to it? And I don't know if you'll be able to hear us for long, but...
Oh, there's Kyle.
You know, so usually conventions are revolve around any type of thing that would be, like, popularized. People want to come together to think about the stars, think about the people that are involved, and kind of get together as a community to... participate, you know, like DCC itself is a comic convention that has artists and comics and, you know, a bunch of swag vendors and cosplay and panels on writing and panels on everything that you want to know. And, you know, comic book classrooms are a really big part of that too, because it's not just about going to your local comic book store and stuff. It's kind of about creating a culture even within like libraries and education systems on like how, you know, it's not just novels and stuff anymore. Comic books are a way to express yourself. It's a different way of art, and keeping that stuff in the classroom is a really big deal. And I know I'm coming off kind of preachy, but we're also trying to make sure you guys know why we're here. But I really think it's cool. I mean, I would have loved to have read, like, Spider-Man when I was in, like, you know, like, elementary school and stuff like that, as opposed to, like, other shitty books that we had to read.
Absolutely. And I think, actually, nowadays, comic books have gotten more social acceptance and are exploring more deep social, like, commentary things, that they're starting to be considered a more legitimate form of literature.
Right? And so the nice part is that you get this kind of art aspect of it, too. So, like, not only do you see, like, just what people are writing in the story, but you can see, like, how people are interpreting the art of that story, how it translates out. So, you know, as in true Sid Sock nature, I think we're going to divulge into, away from the art of conventions, into something else. But
probably going to wonder
one of my favorite comics I've read recently is a story arc following Rocket Raccoon, which is actually, you know, one of the co-characters to Groot, which the beer is named after. The beer is called I Am Groot, and again, we're going to be reviewing that in a second. But the whole idea here is that Rocket's trying to escape from prison. And the way they do the art style was one of my favorites, because it was like a kind of choose your own adventure maze of how you wanted to follow everything out on two pages. And on the other page at the very bottom, it was like starting top left, the bottom right, it was like the escape, but you got to go like through the prison with them and see what they were doing. And it was kind of interesting and like visually stimulating. And that whole Rocket comic was just a really fun read. And it's not necessarily like a literary amazingness like that you get from any of the crazy comic writers that are out there nowadays. Like, I just want to thank Christopher Nolan, he's not even a writer. you know, you can read what Kate has actually done on, that's a good idea. What Kate's done on graphic reviews for a lot of people who are doing really good noir stories and really good comic stories, so.
Who are you, mystery viewer? Show yourself.
Kendrick is,
there's like one person
balls
watching
deep
this
in
live.
Lives.
There's one person who's watching this live, and they won't show their face.
Show your face.
Who are you? I mean, hi.
So yeah, I mean, it's really cool to see that kind of stuff accepted.
Kind of waving, which is great, because waving won't come through on the
yeah, it
on
won't.
The podcast,
but you guys won't know that was waving.
But no one can see anything. So this is like we're simulcasting, but not at the same time. So
I'm going to do my best to try not to take every picture sideways.
I'm going to do a lot of stuff, but you're going to have to take more pictures now because my camera...
That's fine. You're living.
You should take a picture of it full now and post it to Facebook as a before and after, because I posted it empty.
Okay.
And now we can see it full. We can say, look at this.
Yeah, so like
we're planning as we go, guys. We don't have seats and pants to wear to get flying by.
If you guys are interested in you know, going to Comic-Con, it's pretty affordable as far as I know most cons. I mean, it is one of the bigger cons here, but it's pretty sweet.
As far as Comic-Cons go, it's affordable. As far as convention in Colorado goes,
it's
pretty so much bigger that it's probably
good.
Yeah, thanks.
It's probably more cost effective to go one day to Comic-Con
and
just go to any one day anywhere else. But I don't know that I can say it's the cheapest. But you definitely get a lot for your money. In fact, it's too big.
One of the things I really liked last year was like we got to see John Rhys-Davies, and that was a really cool experience because I mean, I'm one of those like nerds who's like, I don't realize who I'm looking at until I'm like, oh, that's someone I know right there.
That's the guy who has that face and that voice that I know from that thing.
And then you end up getting caught in this circle of like, oh, man, I saw this guy. Now I'm going to go see these three panels, and I want to see this one, too, because this guy was talking about this panel. And like, by the end of the weekend, you've seen everything you wanted to see, but you didn't even know it. I'm not a huge fan of like planning out the week because it's like you'll always hit panels that are boring.
It seems like planning it is always a recipe for disaster.
And it's not really slight on the convention itself. It's just sometimes panels get really boring, so...
Well, you never know. Panels can really get muddled. The intent gets muddled.
Yeah. Because someone will ask the stupid question.
Yeah, someone will derail it.
I have an issue. So, like, if you are one of the people that asks, like, what your favorite color is or some kind of, like, silly question, like people do in those panels, I don't like you.
Now, there have been some interesting times. I've seen some people who take that and then they go nuts with it.
Yeah.
Like... They'll play with them. They'll invert it or something,
The guests know how to deal with it, but it's just boring that it has to be taking up so much time from that panel that's a short period of time. Like, the Stan Lee panel was like, the first like five questions are like, who's your favorite character? What character do you regret? What's your favorite story arc? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, what are you asking this stuff for? Like, go Google it, man. Well, it's like, people have seen that before.
Then the other side about it is when they ask them weird creative questions, like the whole Simpsons joke. In episode 68, you know, in episode season 4, episode 5, The wizard that you played cast a spell, but the fire color was different than when he cast the spell in Season 1, Episode 19. Is this because of Grimlock's curse? Is it? And you're like,
you're like, what are you
guy,
talking about?
I'm an actor.
Know that. You want to ask the writers those questions,
yeah.
Not the actors.
It's like, I am an actor. And even then, the writer's going to be like, I was so high.
I've never been that high in my life.
No. The ones that you want to see that do that kind of shit are like your Justin Roiland types.
Oh, yeah.
Where you'd ask him that, and he'll just go on a completely unrelated tack.
I would have loved
minutes.
To have seen that, or been at that Comic-Con that Justin was at, where they were talking to him and Dan, and who are the other two?
I
know, but I can't remember their names.
I don't know them either.
Yeah, but, like, they were talking about the...
Cyril Figgis,
yeah. And then the lady who plays a character in Scrubs that I can't remember.
Yeah.
But
who remembers?
It was really great because you got to see a lot of insight into like what they do every day. And
there's some cosplayers over there, by the way.
I know, right? There's some pretty cool stuff over there. So yeah. Oh man, how are you doing on your beer?
I could be doing faster if there's more.
Nah.
So no one's watching the live feed, but I feel like if I close it, then no one will ever watch
right?
it. I'm gonna run my phone down.
Set it up and like right here just to show. Oh, that's right there just to show everybody.
Yeah. See, I'm doing the thing. We're doing it. Just because we have no followers doesn't mean we're not legitimate.
You have to be positive, man. We have enough people that, you know.
I guess we should have talked it up.
I didn't really know where we were going to go until Wednesday.
Yeah, well, I didn't really know what was going on until 2 minutes ago.
Whatever. You were here longer than 2 minutes.
Huh? It's a great grapefruit. Yeah, I like the beer.
I know.
Whatever
beer we got an IPA from, I think Redwoods really basically took over the whole tap. So
I think they normally run this place.
Oh,
so
do they?
I think so.
I knew that.
They run this town.
They run this town, see? It's a big deal, see? So, yeah.
Well, we're not nearly as legit as those guys. You want to beam up and take their microphones? I think they'll plug into this thing.
They will. This has a 4-channel, so if you plug mics in.
Oh,
so.
Shit. We should buy microphones.
We should?
Guys,
so
let's do a Kickstarter.
This is the Kickstarter.
Guys, all none of our listeners, come on here and get a Kickstarter.
I really want to do that. Like, I wonder how many people would like come be our Kickstarter followers. You know, like how many of the individuals would like? How could we? Like, we could publicize this stuff, right?
Yeah.
But like, I wonder if we have enough like good content to actually be like Kickstartable.
I don't know how to break that. I mean, we're still kind of in this startup phase, right? And I don't know how to get to that. You need a few thousand backers, right?
We'll probably be in the startup phase for a long time until, like...
Well, I feel like we need to put some effort into this.
Yeah.
More hardcore pornography.
So, speaking of hardcore pornography, Kendrick's really excited about getting his HTC Vive.
Yes. By the time you heard this, I will have quit everything, including this podcast, to be playing VR exclusively.
So that's what you get there is you get Kendrick just like Kendrick's going to start posting videos to our YouTube channel where it's just him playing VR. You're not going to see the VR. You're just going to see him.
Oh, no. Actually, I have heard, I have to look into this, but it sits up, so I just shoot from the hip and don't ask questions later. But I have heard that people will render the game and then get a green screen video of themselves playing it. And then somehow, with some weird-ass shenanigans, get a video feed of the person walking around playing VR with the world they're in projected behind them.
Oh, what? So it's like AR and VR?
But only for other people watching.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So you can see the person walking around, and they're like, oh, that's what he's seeing. And then I'm like reacting to shit.
Like, this is cool. Like, I don't... you'd have to be really good at acting then.
Full disclosure, I might have made that up. I'm not sure. I saw it, but I might have dreamt it. But I'm pretty sure I saw it. So guys, Google that.
I might have made that up. We might be interviewing someone in a while, getting a few questions answered.
I'm pretty sure that guy forgot about who we are. He was really nice and pretended like he cared about us, though. I respect that.
His name is Ryan, but I don't know his last name.
He was very cheerful. Thank you, Ryan, from Breakfast.
Don't worry. Yeah, I'm like one of those guys that will like flag people down at a restaurant when we're not like getting stuff, so...
Yeah. Well, what would you ask him? What are your questions you're going to ask?
I don't know, what the process for, like, getting this brewery done is like based on how much time you have, like, what kind of choices can you make? Stuff like that. I'm pretty good at asking questions on the fly.
Well, I guess I didn't understand who he was. He's a brewmaster?
He's like I don't think he's the brewmaster. I'm going to have him explain it when he gets
Oh, that's fantastic.
Don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay.
I just winked at Kendrick.
Hold the phone. Yeah, he just winked. Here, do it again. No one's watching, but it's just happening, right?
Awesome. I got that itchy ear.
You got the itchy ear. Sometimes I get a hot ear.
I wish I had one of those spray bottles right now. Because then I could tap the spray bottle.
Yeah. Well, once again, for the people who aren't here,
is it?
There we are.
Kendrick is now fully immersed in the live feed. He's doing a second live feed panorama.
I've been doing the live feed the whole time. I haven't stopped.
I know, I'm just kidding.
But I figure, like, someone's got to be scrolling through Facebook on a Friday night. All of our fans, if there are any, are losers. So
there's people that follow us. I think we just hit 100 followers the other day, so thanks, everybody, who follows the internet. We appreciate it. More than you can know. And, I mean, a lot of people will say they do it for you guys, but we just do it because we like it.
No, we're 100%. There's no hesitation here. We do it for ourselves. We do it because we like it and because we're good at it. That's not true, but double on the like.
One of them isn't true. You decide. It's not hard. You want to go up and get the next round so you can walk around with live?
Do you have the thing?
Huh?
Do you have the thing?
I have this, which you'll need, and I have this, which you'll need.
Okay.
I will be able to handle this alone.
Are you sure?
I think so. I'm just going to fart into the microphone a lot.
So nothing
so
new there.
Kendrick's going to go up and get the I Am Brute here.
I hope you find the same bartender, but all right, I'll do that.
Same bartender, why?
Just because then you don't have to deal with it. What is it? The I Am Brute?
I Am Brute, yeah. All right, so Kendrick walks away and leaves me. Make sure you're tuning in to the live stream that doesn't exist.
Huh?
I Am Brute. So I hope all you guys are excited because DCC this year is going to be really cool. There's a lot of sweet guests that are coming. I will list those off.
That's the line.
What? There's a line?
There's a line.
So Kendrick's not getting
I'm sitting right here, and we're going to wait for that nice waitress to come back for us.
Oh, good idea. That's a great idea. I wonder if she's even going to come back.
I know. We're stupid. We should have said yes earlier and hit our picks.
Yeah, we should have. I don't know why we didn't.
Okay, live view at the bottom of a TV. What TV is that? If you guess it correctly, I'll buy you that TV. No one will ever guess it. Watch. One viewer will pop up, comment, and be that guy sitting over there.
Damn it. Oh my god, what do we have to give him now?
Oh my god, that's a really expensive TV.
Can we just steal that one?
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? Oh, we promised
we're media.
It's
fine. We're media.
It's fine. Don't worry about it. So I was going to talk about the guests that are coming to DCC this year.
Yeah, do it. Do
Weird Al Yankovic is going to be here.
I saw that. He killed the guy.
Aaron Kruder, I'm not sure that is.
I don't actually know who anybody is.
I'm going to go through until I find some more.
Come on. Where are all you people?
Oh, I could just do this. Film and television.
Yeah, who cares about everybody else?
Billy Piper. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Billy Piper's actually going to be here?
Bonnie Wright, the girl who plays Jenny Weasley.
No, really, Billy Piper?
Yeah. Billy Piper?
She must be super washed. She's a...
Super what?
Sorry? Washed up. No, it's just kidding. I'm kidding.
We're not that much.
It's funny because she's popular She's popular here because of Doctor Who, but she's popular
Caleb
everywhere else because of a pop... She's a pop star.
Christopher Sarps. Claire Kramer.
Hello, live person. Okay, we're at the DCC Breckenridge Brewery launch party at Brooklyn.
So he's posturing for someone on the live feed.
We have a viewer.
Oh, yeah?
Right? Yeah, we have an active
viewer.
I don't know, but we have a viewer.
Thanks for watching,
There's
everybody.
Kyle.
Come on down and join us. Come
here.
To this table right here.
Yeah, right here. Right here. See? Here's the table. Come here. Put a comment. I'll buy you some french fries.
That'd be cool. Oh, yeah. We promised french fries. And guess what?
I always promise french fries.
They serve lots of stuff here.
Well, not here now, probably, because it's kind of crowded, but, like, come back later. I'll buy you some french fries.
Dana Snyder's going to be there. He's the voice of Master Shake, which is pretty cool.
Master Shake?
Yeah. From
Master Shake's going to be there?
Yeah. Ed Kramer? Elizabeth Dushku. Elizabeth Dushku?
I don't know
she's
who that is.
She's the chick from Bring It On, and she's also the one from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. I can't remember what character she played. She played the Bad Slayer, the one that like starts working with the bad guys in the season.
Looks like you're a Bad Slayer.
I don't know any more of these. Oh, Felicia Day is going to be there. That seems...
Felicia Day, again? She's going to drop
Finn Jones, the guy who played Iron Fist.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And what's his name? He plays Luke Cage, too.
Garrett Wang, the guy, one of the guys from Voyager.
That one that no one likes from Voyager.
Oh, cool.
Dude, we just doubled our viewership.
Gat and Matsurizo, who's the...
Hello, other person.
Cool, thank you.
Hello.
Gatton Matsurizo is the guy from Stranger Things.
We had two, and then they left.
Oh, that's okay. Oh, cool. The dude who plays Thorne is going to be there.
Oh, sweet. I should have you
Amy, talk. Amy, the guy from Phineas and Ferb is coming, so I know you're not watching this, but this is for you. Anyway.
We're listening to it.
James and Oliver Phillips, the two who play the Weasley brothers, the ones who open the shop. Oh, James Marsters is going to be there? That's cool for two reasons. One, because he plays Buffy, he's in Spike and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Two, because he narrates one of my favorite book series, The Dresden Files.
Wait, so he's the same? I didn't realize that's the same thing.
Yeah, he does a British accent in Buffy, but if you watch him talk to panels, he's got like a Southern accent.
Oh, shit.
Same exact guy. Took me at least two weeks to understand how it happened and get on it. I'm like, James Marsters, that sounds familiar. And I was watching Buffy at the time, which is why it was really fucking weird, because I was like, oh man, I watched the show and I keep seeing this name somewhere. It must be just similar. And I go look it up and it's the same dude. He's narrated all the books besides one, which was done by a separate guy that I'll tell you in a second that you'll know. And they're re-recording that book to have James Marsters do it because he's the voice of Dresden, basically.
He totally is, though. He makes that
once book. If you ever need a book series to read, there's 15 books in Dresden and you can listen to them all and they're great. But I highly suggest listening to them, and James Marsters is fantastic. He does all the voices. They're all crazy unique. They all got his tang to him, but, man, it's really good.
He does great voices, and he does a great job of really conveying how fucking stupid Dresden is.
John Heater's going to be there. That's kind of cool, I guess. Oh, actually, Kate Mulgrew, who plays Janeway.
Really?
I think so. Maybe not. She just looks like Janeway. I don't know who Kevin Conroy is.
Who's
that guy? That bass, you like that bass, guys?
I do like that bass.
Lou Ferrigno's going to be there.
Yeah, Lou Ferrigno. He was the Hulk before people knew who Hulk was.
Oh, dude, the guy who plays Luke Cage.
That's what I said earlier.
Oh.
They're going to have Luke Cage and Iron Fist. They should fight.
Oh, these two are awesome. Millie Bobby Brown, who plays 11. I'm going to move this menu.
Yeah.
Who plays 11 in Stranger Things.
I still haven't finished that.
Nathan Fillion, Bill Lamar. Bobby or Robin Lloyd Taylor, who's the guy from Gotham who plays the Penguin. Stanley Tucci's gonna be here because why not bring Stanley Tucci?
I'm finally gonna get to go, and I'm very excited because I missed it last year.
And finally, last but not least, it's inconceivable.
Wallace Shawn. Fucking Shawn.
Winning.
I probably won't put an echo on that, but I should.
That's amazing. That's a good lineup. That's just the people from TV shows too. Now we'll go. No, I'm just kidding. I do want to look at.
Now offers. We're gonna just read a website to you, everybody. I hope that's worth your evening. I find it really amusing that we keep seeing numbers pop in and out, and I can't decide if it's that there's one person watching us, and then like another person comes in and says, "Man, this is stupid," and leaves, or if they're trading off, and it's just been different people each time. Please comment and let me know.
Dude, there's some really good offers coming. So like Christopher Pellini was the guy who wrote Aragorn. Man, there's a lot of authors writing new Star Wars canon, which is pretty cool. So Timothy Zahn came to Starfest one year, I think.
Yeah,
and it's cool to see all the new Star Wars authors kind of coming down. So like you have people who wrote like there's one that wrote a Phasma novel. It's a novel all about Captain Phasma. There's one that wrote a novelization of the Battlefield 2 game, or the Battlefront 2. There's a guy who did a Munchkin book, apparently. That's kind of cool. And other people.
And more.
And more. That's all. I don't know. All
right, I'm going to go back to my face.
Okay.
While it was on yours, we lost two of you.
Oh.
But, I guess this is going to be the long, rambly set song.
We're only at 23 minutes. It just seems long because we basically are bad at coming up with content. We're waiting. I really want to do the I Am Brew here, but it's not here yet. So like we're basically like waiting in bated breath. I'm excited.
Masturbated breath.
What? Well, I put a bunch of stickers up there, so we'll see if anybody good. Takes them. Maybe they said we could put them on the front table.
Did you just apply them? Did you just stick them to
them? No. I should have done that, though. Because they were like, done. Don't mess everything up. And I was like, okay. They were kidding, obviously. Other people at the table. But I was like, I rearranged
them. Oh, to the viewer. Hi, viewer.
People.
It's probably the same one. It's probably my mom. Hi, Mom. No, she's not on Facebook. Hi, not
Your
mom.
Your mom's not on Facebook anymore?
No.
Let's talk about that.
No. No, because she listens to the podcast. Hi, Mom.
Let's not talk about... Hi, Mom. My second mom.
Is your mom still listening?
No, I don't know if my mom ever listened.
Oh.
She doesn't like things that I do. No, I'm just kidding. My mom loves me.
I don't like things you do either, but I like you.
That's true.
All right. No one's saying anything.
Maybe they're just like troll viewers. I know. I saw Cliff. Hey, Cliff. Thanks for liking our statuses. My mom is like might be watching,
Boom.
Actually.
Oh, shit. Tracy, are you watching right now? Because if you're watching right now, you need to put a comment or something on here. Because then we'll make Kyle visit more often instead of just hosting crazy parties when you're not home.
I love that. Kendra's just promising things that I'll do.
Yeah. I control him.
I control Kyle. Dude. Kyle is a puppet.
That's really kind of creepy, actually.
That is kind of creepy.
Like, no, the, like, zooming into my eyeballs like that.
What?
Like, when I zoomed into my eyeballs, oh, it's kind of creeping me out.
The other thing I want to talk about is Wonder Woman comes out today.
Yeah.
So I've heard really good things. I mean, so like some of the films that have been coming out lately have been met with like very mixed reviews, like Alien Covenant, things like that. But Wonder Woman seems to be getting unanimously good reviews, at least on the IO9 articles I've read, which probably means nothing.
Which I don't respect, but he apparently does.
And so all of our significant others, including Kevin's significant other, and you guys have never met Kevin, so I don't know why I'm acting like you know him, are there watching it at the Alamo Stones Lake right now. So we'll see.
Kevin was one of our longtime listeners, but he had to stop because we talked about spoilers for Star Wars, which was it wasn't Rogue.
I don't know why he didn't just listen to the next episodes after.
Well, he is a completionist, I think. But he stopped listening to the Force Awakens episode, which was like a year ago. And I believe he's been catching up, but I'll have to talk to him. If so, hi, Kevin, but probably Kevin from the future.
Kevin from the future.
So... that's probably where everyone's not watching our live feed. Is there all the Wonder Woman? Okay, when you guys are done with Wonder Woman, you can come watch our live feed.
You can, and you're welcome here. Remember,
you have the
if
right
you're here. I think this is open till like you know whenever it closes. So come on down and then enjoy the con beer before it goes you know away.
Con beer, only the finest.
Con brew,
con beer. I like this lovely like look at this delayed like blur effect. Whoop. I hope that's not nauseating. If that makes you want to puke, put a comment in here.
It was Tracy.
And she said don't do that again.
Hi, Mom.
Are you referring to the fast switching or the claiming that I have mastery over your son?
Don't do that again.
I'll be honest. I'll stop doing that part, but I can't stop doing the quick switching. Ah.
What did she say?
Yeah, I don't think she likes to pick back and forth. Probably not.
Maybe do it slower.
Let me try this.
Dun, dun. Thank you so much.
Is that better?
All right, so we finally have the not finally, I'm sorry, that waitress is doing a great job. We have the I Am Groot, okay? Kevin Kendrick's just going to go. He doesn't give a shit. There's no ceremony here at all. So everybody on the podcast, we're about to start chasing his beer and seeing how it is.
You're going to have a couple sips, I think.
I mean, okay, so first impression?
Pilsner.
Yeah, it's Pilsner. It basically tastes like a kind of Budweiser Coors beer.
It's an interesting malt. Very much like a Budweiser.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely, I think that's nice though, because, I mean, the last year was a Snapercot, which is actually really good.
Yeah.
But I think this beer is like a con drinking beer.
I think
like,
you're right.
You could like walk around all day and drink this, kind of like you would like hang out all day and drink like Bud. You know, it's like a boater beer, a canoe beer, or whatever you call them.
Boater beer.
Yeah. That's not bad. I mean, I guess I've been like spoiled because I basically only drink like IPAs and stuff now. Or maybe we shouldn't have started with an IPA. That was my bad.
That was a poor choice.
Are you recording me right now or you?
You.
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 Me?
You.
You.
Yeah.
Okay.
Him?
Me?
Okay, you have the right to be an attorney if you want to.
I'm gonna take a picture of these people.
Okay.
Okay.
But okay. This is a picture of Kyle taking a picture of me with beers, taking a picture of Kyle. It's confusing. So, how long should we keep the recording going? I guess by now, perhaps you've heard some edits on the recording as I got bored and just cut things out. I know what I need to do. Here's what I'll do. And actually, here. If there was time anywhere in there to do the thing that I'm about to say that we should do on the podcast, Kendrick, I hope you can cover it up. What we should do is throw in a little bit, like, you know how they do the old cartoons? That like da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and then it cuts something more interesting.
Yeah,
we'll do that for those big stretches where we're yammering about nothing important.
If you have the time, that'd be cool. I mean.
Or maybe I'll do one of those where it'll be like it'll fade out and it'll be like meanwhile, and then it'll just cut back in.
Yeah,
so let's get a good one here. Meanwhile, sorry, I can do better. Meanwhile, and then it'll just cut to the next thing.
Oh, that was great story, Kendrick. Yeah. I've never heard such good story before.
Wasn't that really riveting and interesting?
Yes,
and totally
it was.
Not self-centered on me at all?
I can't imagine what every listener out there would be thinking if they didn't hear that story. But thanks for listening today, everybody. We hit our time mark for our podcast. And I know it might be loud, it might be crazy, but this beer is pretty good. It's not the best beer I've ever had.
But if we're cutting the time off, then there's no point in the editing.
Oh. Well, we can keep going. I just don't want to, you know, make it boring.
Well, if we're done now, we're done now. If we keep going, we keep going.
You can still do those sounds.
Yeah,
you just won't have to cut anything.
Yeah,
you just do it over where we're talking. Well, thanks again, everybody, and you know, go to DCC if you haven't thought about it.
Here's, you know, yeah. So we'll end it. You might have noticed during this thing that we edited in an interview we talked about. Because Kendrick is an audio wizard.
You don't have to say that, because like it won't. Okay, because they've already heard it, and then time is wibbly wobbly.
Yeah, I fucked that up. That's all 100% me.
All right, well, again, thanks for listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later.